This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Broadcast with air raid sirens, because that's where we are. We are under military, cultural, economic, spiritual attack. This is the globalist takeover. The headline of the live show today says it all. The Democrats are instituting permanent martial law and a civilization-ending event. Civilization will be ended for the general public. We will live in a post-industrial, post-agrarian, hunter-gatherer system, just like you see in the Hunger Games, where there is only one powerful megacity with high-tech science and medicine. Everywhere else is rotting, falling buildings. 90%+ of the population is dead from starvation and war. And you have UN peacekeepers that land and routinely execute locals who don't submit properly. This is all preconditioning. Ted Turner, Prince Philip, Prince Charles have all said it's their plan. Bill Gates has said it's his plan. Bill Gates' father headed up what is now known as the Good Club of the Astors and the Rockefellers and the rest of them. I showed you an educational cartoon produced by the UN and the Rockefeller Foundation in 2011, where robots tell you everything to do. The population has been reduced by 90%. You don't have cars and you don't get meat. And the state raises your children and tells them what they're going to be. Those that don't submit live in starvation, concentration camp, ghettos. This was not the Rockefeller Foundation producing something that's dystopic. This is a sweet liberal woman who's a doctor helping carry all this out. And she talks about how much fun it is and how good it is. So here's a little secret. All these leftists that are getting 2-3 degrees in psychology and the rest of it, they think they're going to have a job in this. You're not. You're going to get poisoned and you're going to die too. And your rat-like children are, because they come from you, rats. So anybody lying to themselves that they're going to escape this is a fool. So people keep asking how the hell I knew all this would happen. I just showed you. They write textbooks. They write white papers. They produce films. And they have been telling elementary students for 20 years, you're going to take brain chips. And now Klaus Schwab comes out and says you will take brain chips. He says you're going to have to be brain scanned and have a chip to be able to travel. First, they're going to make you take inoculations and these new things they call inoculations that are engineered viruses that actually change your DNA. I mean, this is just leap forward into the center of a nightmare science fiction movie like that. And they've been preparing for it the entire time. And now we're here. They are producing the destabilization. They know exactly how they do it. They are bringing you into a dystopia, and now you're locked in your house and not allowed to leave your house except when you're told you can, but it's okay. You don't get to see your sister anymore or travel, but you get to talk to her over a hologram. And, of course, the system gets to monitor and record everything you ever say and ever do in the machine learning system. You're being plugged into a pod. As I told you years ago, it was declassified. I wrote about it in my book, Descent to Tyranny. But the Pentagon had a secret report in the 70s. It was declassified in 2000 of how they would end war by having us born in tanks and put in tanks that would then power as batteries the machines and that we would live in a matrix system that then made a movie out of it. So you're now being inserted into your house, your VR, they're preparing the pods. Urgent warnings are being issued right now by the United Nations, the Davos Group, Bank of America, JP Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs. They're saying that the COVID virus is going to cause a global depression and hundreds of millions to starve to death. Incredible. They're the very organizations that ordered the global lockdowns that are causing the chain reaction that's causing the mass starvation, not the COVID virus. That is a fact. And all the hero sheep that wear the mask to go along with this are signing on to mass murder bigger than what Hitler did. That's when we got the Geneva Convention and the Nuremberg Code. This is a medical world government tyrannical takeover, causing starvation, setting up world IDs, and coming with forced inoculations. And now Bank of America says global unrest is sure to trigger an even bigger depression. That story's on InfoWars.com. That's why it's vital for all of you to be public and to say you do not stand for this or the mass global genocide being caused by the planetary Great Reset.
Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
You know, when I read that Department of Defense report that the Federation of American Scientists released back in 2000, it had been classified since the late 1970s, and described the Carnegie Endowment, the Rockefeller Endowment, in the 40s, saying, we want a system that ends war. Well, you have to end men and end testosterone, they believed, to end war. And then finally, you want to just take humans out of their environment entirely. And one proposal will have us to live in tanks from birth, plugged into virtual reality, and then our own body heat would then give power to the system and be symbiotic with the machines. I mean, you don't think the Wachowski brothers came up with that movie on their own, do you, The Matrix? Or the Wachowski ladies, they're transcending right now. And the first sacrament is to remove your genitals when you're in Heaven's Gate cult or in any of the cults. Remember in the old days when crazy UFO cults cut their testicles off? Now it's the thing you do if your son's seven and he's cool. He transcends. And then you can't criticize someone becoming trans because they're going to really be transcending their bodies. You'll believe you've become AI. It'll copy your voice. You can even have an avatar body, but it won't be you. So that's what this is. And we're being forced into the final revolution that is coming out of our bodies and going into a digital cage. And I'm not the one that came up with these plans. They sound insane. I keep hammering the same thing. I've got hundreds of articles, dozens of incredible clips, and I'll get to it. But on this November 25th, transmission, it's important to just pull back and understand where we really are and not lie to ourselves. Democrats declared martial law, lockdown 2, to be permanent civilization-ending event. And that's what Ted Turner and Bill Gates and all of them say they're doing. And that's why 8 months ago on Fareed Zakaria on CNN, Bill Gates said, it's never ending. Things never go back to normal. You never stop wearing the mask. And they're announcing the forced inoculations and all of it coming. And of course there's mass censorship. And of course it's going to get worse. And of course it's AI watching you in live time. That's the whole point. They believe they're mopping up the 7+ billion people that are hurting the earth. They're the globalists. They're in charge. And they're not going to save the earth. Oh, contrary, they're going to override it because that's their religion. Let me go ahead and read you these headlines in the time together. Macron starts talking third wave of COVID says they can never reopen again. Of course you can. Oh, there's record cases as they test everyone, and now you got to test to get on a plane, test to go to a restaurant. All these little computer tests, people sticking things up your nose. They just set the test so high. Ever had a viral infection or bacterial? You are now taken away. The police come to a COVID center, so you're used to seeing people being taken away. That's not early martial law. That's latter stage martial law. Locked in your houses, controlled, digital passports, medical tyranny, experimental Geneva Convention, Nuremberg Code violating vaccines they admit are killing people in the trials, and in some trials making everyone sick, but it's okay, you will take it. We're going to come and take you, and all the AmeriCorps and all the ObamaCorps people they hired are under the Clinton Global Initiative now, and whether it's Australia or the U.S., it's the Clintons, and they've got two college degrees, and they're social workers, and they're coming to your right-wing house, and they've got a dossier on you, and you've got kids in there, and they're going to protect those kids, and they're going to take you to a COVID center. Secret COVID centers in the U.S., in Canada, in Europe. And, oh, people have been taken to them. And it's reported that you're five times more likely in the Canadian provinces if you're taken to the secret center to die. They don't know why. Kind of like certain hospitals in New York where almost all the death of COVID's happening. Because they grab homeless people as the test. And they put a tube down their throat and blow their lungs out. They're murdering. And they're going to murder you because they're killers. Yes, it's dystopic, but they've got the whole cover for it. And any doctors that speak out and say it's happening, oh, they get banned. Oh, you can't have the former chief scientist of Pfizer come out. Oh, you can't have the heads of hospitals come out. You can't have them come out and say they're killing people, that you shouldn't be putting them on the breathing machines. You're coughing. They put you on one. Oh, sorry. Oh, you're going to resist? You're tied up. And they're going to get $50,000 when they kill your ass. And now they've got the court of executioners. Instead of having a guillotine in the town square, they've got our little friends. Let me continue. It's a great reset. It's a way to save the earth. Macron starts talking third wave of COVID. World sees record jump of COVID deaths as cases near 60 million mark. Oh. Because now that they've got 60 million cases, and if any of them die, including in car wrecks or the flu, they count it as that. They admit it's all fraud. New York City will have COVID checkpoints at key bridges and crossings, Bloomberg. And if they say you have a fever, you'll be taken away. De Blasio unleashes COVID checkpoints to catch and fine New York City travelers who violate holiday quarantine. New York City sets up quarantine checkpoints to stop COVID-19 spread. No, to exercise martial law and control. Notice China's open for business, but we're not. See, we can only buy from China now. None of our factories and businesses can be open because I haven't gotten to that yet. And now blue cities, blue states are saying, if you have any cases at your factory, you're ordered shut down. Everybody wants to have it. It's kind of cool to have it. You go in and you get attention. You get a couple weeks off. But then your whole country's gone forever because you got into being enrolled and how you're dirty and how you're dangerous and how you're scary and how you're bad, but how you're a hero and you made it through it. And now, oh, sorry, an employee had it a whole grocery store. So now that grocery store has to close. Oh, they don't say bring in more workers. No, no, no. It's just closed. The new normal, students at SUNY must test negative for COVID to leave for Thanksgiving. That's called being a prisoner. That's up on InfoWars.com for National File. And all the big airlines are announcing, oh, Korean Air and Qantas, oh, you're going to have whatever the new vaccine is that the UN says and Bill Gates says. Bill Gates says that's 5 a year of COVID alone. Of a special new one is mRNA. He says, you won't be able to travel till you take my vaccine. That's not creepy at all. And weird little piggy face. I mean, if I was casting somebody to play a Nazi, like in a science fiction Nazi movie, it'd be the CEO of Qantas. I mean, sorry, he literally just needs round little spectacles. He could be in Raiders of the Lost Ark. I mean, you can't make it up. Yep. Journalist live tweets herself harassing small businesses for opening restaurant in defiance of lockdown. That's what the mainstream journalist are now is. their censors and their tattles, and they call the police and they write articles about you and they say who you are. And they that's what they're trained in, every authoritarian art. YouTube suspends pro-Trump news network, OAN, completely demonetizes his channel for having medical doctors on talking about don't be afraid of COVID, here's what cures it, with 99% surety. Oh, you can't talk about all the different known drugs and steroids and one treatment of this or one treatment. No, there's no treatment. Go to a special hospital. That's why there's only a few hospitals in every state where almost all the deaths happen. Go to a regular hospital, still good people who aren't part of the compartmentalized cult. They'll give you the steroids. They'll give you the Zeke. You're fine if they catch it early. But see, you're not allowed to have hope. So, oh yeah, they're canceled now. The Democrats have declared martial law, but it's all over the world. And again, closing the grocery stores, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, oh my gosh, New Mexico governor shuts down grocery stores for 2 weeks. That's right, you don't need food.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Just want to abort babies and euthanize old people? They want everybody.
All right.
And as soon as you realize everything they do is about war, destruction, collapsing, shipping in fentanyl, brainwashing children, devil worshiping, pedophilia, they are a weapon system to bring down civilization. And their average minion's given a cover story of why they do it, and it's so stupid they carry it out. Well, this hospital's policy is, if we see a homeless person coughing, we bring them in and we put an intubation tube in their lungs and we turn it up. We don't know why it says turn it up twice as high as any other medical journal says. We just do it, and it's the policy from the UN, and so we're allowed to kill people because it's a policy. And then remember, half the people that died in the United States were in nursing homes where they shipped sick people in who were adults, and those who were asymptomatic, into a crowd of people with no sunlight eating crappy nursing home food because they needed the death numbers. And the nursing homes are more than happy. Remember, your parents can't come and your kids can't come or your neighbors can't come or your old friends can't come. Nobody can come see you in the nursing home because you might have COVID. But if someone does have it, then we put them in the same room with them. That's where you saw the weird gang member stuff of, you know, the 20-year-old black guy beating up old white people. It's because that guy, quote, had COVID. And really, it turned out his family just wanted to stick him in there and make money because you get a bunch of extra welfare when you got it. You see, that's priming the pump. I mean, it's like a celebrity thing. Oh, I've got COVID. Oh, a congressman got it. He's quarantining. Oh, you're virtue signaling. You're wearing your mask. And what you're really doing is signing on to the total diabolical world government, world ID takeover that Xi Jinping is running and that Xi Jinping has now announced with the airlines. There's an article out that a lot of the big tech heads and their minions are all getting golden passports so they can flee the United States. They're going to put us into permanent lockdown. We're talking a decade, 20 years of it. When they're done, they'll have nothing. You'll be totally bankrupt. This is their plan. We've now hit the new world order. It's over. Stop wearing the mask. Stop complying. Now the chips are down. What has Trump said and what has his head scientist said? Dr. Atlas, he said, rise up. It's a deception. Almost all the cases are something else. And the tests are 90% fake. Even the New York Times has to admit 90% of the tests are not it. They turn the PCR tests and others up so high that they're false. In the UK, they're turning it up 45 times the recommended level. The test PCR is the main one they're using. Isn't even designed for finding viruses, ladies and gentlemen. It's made up. It's a fraud. And now the SJWs are coming to your house, just like Australia, just like Europe. And when you don't open up, 5 minutes later, guys, cue up the video of the German medical doctor doing an online stream to thousands, telling them all the same info, and the SWAT team busts in the door, grabs him, and slams him on the ground. Here, listen to this. Turn up the audio.
Ich Zeitlinien rekonstruiere. Also das ist, es ist ja prinzipiell ist ja alles parallel gleichzeitig da. Ne? Und es gibt keine Lebensvariante, die nicht existiert. Sondern alles existiert parallel gleichzeitig. Jede Wirklichkeit.
Entschuldigung kurz.
Came out on the news. He was saying that COVID was overblown and people shouldn't be locked down. Yep. You can't talk. You can't say that.
Mach mal bitte auf. Ja, ich weiß nicht, was los ist.
And first they teach you that you can't do it online, and now you can't do it in your house.
Ich weiß nicht.
Guck mal, wir haben vorhin über Angst gesprochen.
Moment, hier ist gerade die Polizei, bricht gerade die Tür auf.
Nimm die Hände weg, auf den Boden, unter Beine! Runter auf den Boden! Geh runter!
Total violation of the Nuremberg Code. Total violation of Geneva Convention.
Zwei Personen hier.
Violation of the UN Declaration of Human Rights.
Wie heißen Sie?
Article 30 says they can waive it if they want.
Wie heißen Sie?
And these are your trendy, liberal, social justice warrior police. Beating women and children with billy clubs for protesting. Oh, but Black Lives Matter and Antifa, they can be out and protest. Just not the German people. And then the cops come in and they turn off the camera. These people are scum. Oh, and there's all these articles where they want the police to arrest Trump. And they want anyone criticizing the COVID lockdowns to be arrested. That's in the news. I've got that in the stack. And, oh, but they don't want to defund the police. Oh, we shouldn't have any police, but then we need to have extra police to come arrest you for your speech. Oh, and the Pope says that people that are against the lockdowns are of the devil. When he is a communist globalist who literally says Europe shouldn't be Christian, he's not a pope. They've taken over every major institution. And they're making their move. And I've got the reports right here. The UN was saying 36 million were on the verge of starving. Several million have already died. The new numbers are in. They estimate 230 plus million people are on the edge of starvation and that 100 million extra over the normal 15 million will starve to death the next year because of COVID. No, because of the lockdown you put in place. That's hundreds of times what COVID's killed. If you even believe it. And the left loves it, just like Apple runs the worst slave camps. But there you have a gay man that runs it. He's skinny. He has a chicken neck. And so it's like, let him kill people. He's gay. My God. Don't you understand? So what if Apple's lobbying publicly to not have a law that Trump's tried to get through that companies can't operate slave camps? Slave camps are good. Keeping babies alive and selling their body parts is good. Arresting people for their speech is good. So just smile with Tim. He was in China 3 years ago at a Xi Jinping event. You can pull it up. And there's a headline. It's speech in Beijing. Tim Cook says he supports Chinese censorship and supports it worldwide. I think there should be more of it. What a good man. He's a good man. He's a good man. You're not good. You're right wing. But he's good. He's the good man. You're the bad man. And Joe Biden's the good man, too. You're bad, America. Urgent warnings are being issued right now by the United Nations, the Davos Group, Bank of America, JP Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs. They're saying that the COVID virus is going to cause a global depression and hundreds of millions to starve to death. Incredible. They're the very organizations that ordered the global lockdowns that are causing the chain reaction that's causing the mass starvation, not the COVID virus. That is a fact. And all the hero sheep that wear the mask and go along with this are signing on to mass murder bigger than what Hitler did. That's when we got the Geneva Convention and the Nuremberg Code. This is a medical world government tyrannical takeover, causing starvation, setting up world IDs, and coming with forced inoculations. And now Bank of America says global unrest is sure to trigger an even bigger depression. That story's on InfoWars.com. That's why it's vital for all of you to be public and to say you do not stand for this or the mass global genocide being caused by the planetary Great Reset.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anti-human corporate crime syndicate that controls China is forcibly merging us with it and putting us under the systems that they've used there for control. And President Trump tried to get U.S. control over our country. He did a pretty good job. He built up America. He told us we should exist. He told us that having a country was good. He explained there were people selling our country out. And if you look at a CFR briefing or any of it, they admit America's done, we're over, China's the future. I was just watching the video during the break. We'll have it for you next segment. Biden's national security pick says U.S. should encourage China's rise and not confront them. Let them own our debt, own Hollywood, control big tech, put in their 5G, because these guys have merged with it. And again, that's why Apple's lobbying Congress. Oh, don't pass that bill and don't enforce Trump's executive order that we can't use slave labor that's in confirmed Australian government reports and China confirms it. Millions of people in death camps just for their religion. Well, that's okay. I mean, you got another academic up there telling us how it's a good thing for peace. You see, there'll be peace if we just let global corporate government married with China take over. So just remember that. Just remember that. I mean, I'll be sitting at a restaurant and the left will walk over and go, how dare you, you horrible monster. And I'll go, what have I done? Stop harassing those families. Hardly ever even talked about Sandy Hook. Never said harass those families. I go, that's not true. Yes, you are. And I go, Apple runs slave camps. Shut up, Nazi. They don't care. They just want to feel good, go with the power structure, and think they're part of the system. But they're not. They're not even going to get a good future out of this. Just like the Washington Post said last year, Xi Jinping must crush Trump to save America. So let me read these headlines again of the martial law. Because when you actually read what the Davos Group and all of them say, they say it never ends. And oh, even if you take a nap, and even if you take all the vaccines, you still can't go places unless we say. Of course, that's the whole point. First, it's, well, take your vaccine and take your tracker system, and we'll, on your phone, maybe a chip later, and we'll let you travel some. You'll have a freedom pass. And then actually you learn, oh, sorry, that doesn't work either. It's like Darth Vader. A cheesy analogy, Empire Strikes Back, I saw the meme. In Lando Calrissian in Cloud City. Says, wait a minute, you're only supposed to take Han Solo, you're supposed to leave. The others here with me, he goes, I'm altering the deal. Pray don't alter it any further. I mean, give me a break. Yeah, there's hours of video stuck out of men with their hands behind their backs, bags over their heads, and they're taken and executed. Would you like me to show you some execution videos? A lot of times the local Chinese come to a sports stadium and they watch it. And they shoot them and they slit their throats. And it's just a big, fun thing they do. But it's okay, because Tim Cook's gay. It's okay, because Tim Cook's gay. It's okay, hey. And the average leftist now thinks, like, death camps are cool and, like, surveillance. And, they love the FBI and they love the CIA. They're all over the Internet saying, arrest Trump, arrest Jones, arrest, get their families, just get them. And what does Tim Cook call it when they censored me? He goes, oh, we're curating Alex Jones, like a museum. Kind of like China's doing. But oh, sorry, let's go back to the headlines. Belgians told police will knock on doors on Christmas to enforce COVID rules. New York's also announced the same thing. Just tell them your Black Lives Matter and you can burn the city down. Macron starts talking third wave of COVID. New York sets up quarantine checkpoints. The new normal, students at SUNY must test negative for COVID to leave for Thanksgiving. Journalist tweets herself harassing small businesses for owning an opening restaurant in defiance of lockdown. YouTube suspends pro-Trump news network for pointing out that COVID's an overblown hoax. Democrats have declared martial law. Biden tells Americans it's their patriotic duty to mask up. Pope Francis, a new book, praises George Floyd. BLM protests blast anti-lockdown protests. Rich Americans scrambling to buy golden passports to second country. New Mexico governor shuts down grocery stores for 2 weeks. German police detained man who drove car into anti-globalist message into the gate at Merkel's chancellery. Oh, yeah, and the Qantas CEO that says he'll have to take a vaccine to get on an airplane? Somebody just threw a pie in his little dirty face today. Let's go ahead and roll that video. Here it is.
6 months since I've been here to announce the...
F***ing heck. The business breakfast was well advanced when the grim-faced attacker...
That's good. That's good. Let's continue. I got a bunch of other news here, but let me just do this. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to hit Biden's national security advisor, president-elect, as they call him fraudulently, saying... why we have to let China take over and do whatever they want. Well, it's for peace. I mean, it's, but it's beyond Neville Chamberlain and Hitler. This is being done because the globalists set China up, and they've got a deal to use that slave labor to leverage out all their competition, and that's what Trump was ending, which would help the Chinese people and help us, as Trump pointed out. They're using the Chinese people as slaves, and it's evil, and it's wrong. And then I'm going to hit the big news. There's a lot of big election news. Trump is fighting back. He's still not out, but the gaslighting saying he lost is so strong that I'm going to tell you why he's in so much peril. I'll go ahead and tell you now, but I'll tell you more after the break. All the Republicans have quit. He's down to like 10% of his staff. They're all just going to get other jobs, and they all believe CNN, and they just see the gaslighting like, oh, he's a Russian agent. Oh, he's this. Oh, he will be impeached. Well, folks are buying into the propaganda, and it is mind control. Trump's starting to win court cases, and Trump will win at the Supreme Court, and there was massive fraud, and it's coming out. We'll hit it all on the other side. Now, let me hit something right now. It's been probably 4 or 5 years since My Patriot Supply, super high-quality storable food company, did a discount because they already had the lowest prices for the quality you're getting. Again, can you get something 4 or 5 times more that tastes even better? Yeah. A lot of their stuff tastes delicious, gourmet. Other stuff tastes okay. The thing is, it's nutritious. It lasts 25 years, and it's packed in the best containers of any storable food out there. And you get it quickly, and they do what they say they're going to do. They've been our sponsor for, I don't know, 12, 13 years. They've been around 14 years. And they become the biggest because they do a great job. I called them up 2 days ago, and I said, I want to run a special through next week, 10% off, called the Great Reset Emergency Food Sale. The Great Reset Emergency Food Sale. So you go to preparewithalex.com and find the whole catalog at InfoWarsStore.com. And they're in our back end. They take the orders out daily. It's, you know, we're partnered with them. But if you want to get an additional 10% off, you go to preparewithalex.com. And all of their storable food, except one thing that's sold out, one little specialty food. I think like the protein pack special. They can't discount that because it's sold out for a few weeks. They've got everything else there, all their regular meals, all the regular stuff. It's got all the protein stuff in it. It's not the special protein-only packs. They've got 99% of their catalog at preparewithalex.com. One more, preparewithalex.com or 888-411-0350, 888-411-0350. And then separately, we have the new sale at InfoWarsStore.com with all the stuff going on. It's always good to boost your immune system. It's always good to get the essential vitamins and minerals. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, VasoBeats, Alpha Power, Bodies, Biotrue Selenium, Ultra 12, Supermel Vitality, Knockout, Survival Shield X2, Turbo Force, Living Defense, the Super Strong Nascent Iodine Topical Spray, not for ingestion, it's super strong. That's 60% off. Amazing. Talk about surface cleaning. InfoWarsStore.com. It's all 10 to 60% off. Oh, and did I mention store-wide free shipping up to 60% off? InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. These are products you already need at True 360 Win, so please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa.
We are back live. We are broadcasting worldwide.
Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore,
South Carolina. I am your host, and I am very honored to be here and very appreciative.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere.
Now, I want you to know that we have John Rappaport coming up with a lot of key information in the next hour. Investigative journalist of NoMoreFakeNews.com. You're going to want to stay tuned for that, and I want you to understand, my life is in more danger than the average person's fighting this. These globalists are very, very ruthless. They're already trying to put me in prison. But I understand that God's the real governor of the universe, not these people, and that we have a responsibility to stand against them, and that all the freedom we have is because other people stood up against evil before us. And we're losing thousands of years of labor and war and blood and toil that people put into action to get us the freedom we got. And it's all being taken away. It's all collapsing right now. And so I want to tell you something. I'm somebody that always sleeps really, really good. The last 10 months, I'm up working at 2, 3 in the morning every night now. Believe me, the producers and people here know. I'm sending them messages. I'm calling them. We're just working because this is it. And I have real sorrow about what's happening. I'm going to take a few days off, which I haven't done in probably a year. I'm always working. To go to the woods, I've been to my dad's family ranch probably two times the last 7 years. And I'm going to go out to the ranch, what's left of it. Sold most of it off over the years, but it's a lot of woods and stuff. And I'm going to go hike around with my children and just totally disconnect, turn the phone off for a couple of days. But I'll be back on Friday. I know one's going to be here on Friday, but I'm gonna leave at the end of the hour. I'll introduce John Rappaport coming up, but I've got to unplug and just get close to God and decide what I'm going to do. But all of this goes together. Communist China with the mainstream media and the UN launched the hysteria, showed us the science fiction nightmare. They got us to put the mask on. They told us just 15 days. Just put the handcuffs on. The handcuffs are never coming off without a fight. And when I get up here and I tell you all this horrible news, it's because you're in the handcuffs now. So am I. And lying to yourselves and hoping that it's going to be okay and we'll just get used to it is not the case. They want to take us to a very dystopic place very quickly, and they'll take us there if we don't resist. Not resisting is like oiling up a slide. You want to get gravel on the slide. You want to hang on. You want to fight back. You want to get off the slide. We're up the edge of this cliff right now. We've all been taught to be compliant. We've all been taught with, oh, just don't say the N-word. Well, I don't want to say that. Fine. Oh, well, just don't say the mother or father word. Oh, don't just say Jesus. Oh, don't speak up when they get censored. It might happen to you. And like dominoes, we're falling down. Now, here's Sidney Powell, and she's getting ready to release the algorithm info. You notice Tucker Carlson, who I really like, got mad at her and said, where's the proof? Well, they have it, and they're getting the algorithms, and you can see from the numbers where they go straight up, it was manipulated. And we've talked to the companies, I've talked to the lawyers, I've been talking to the Trump White House. Trump has a real strategy to overturn Georgia and Pennsylvania. The easiest is Georgia with the signatures, and even with the last fake recount, they just reran the same computers, they still looking around found tens of thousands of hidden ballots that were all Trump. Like, what's this box over here, all Trump? What's this? I mean, it's bad. And they're all real votes. Because, see, conservatives aren't cheats. Again, the FBI went around to upwards of 10,000 people offering them millions of dollars to work for the Russians, and no one would take the money. They couldn't get one Trump supporter that they wanted to set up. They couldn't get one of us. Now, that's why we're so good and strong. But, see, that's also why we're so weak. And I'm not into cheating, but I'm just telling you, that's why we're in so much trouble, is because the enemy cheats and doesn't get in trouble. And then we don't cheat. We just basically don't do it. And I'm the older I get, the less, I mean, I have trouble. I have real trouble lying. I do. I'm obviously I'm a good guy. It's like, cops pull me over. Have you been drinking? Yep. Boom, you're arrested. Other times I lied about it. I just got to the point where I have real trouble lying. It's because my brain processes things so much better just being truthful all the time. And they were like, why do you tell people this stuff about yourself? Let's just get it out on the table. These people are the opposite, though. Everything they say is a lie, and it creates mental illness. But I'm digressing. Here's Powell. The whole video is at InfoWars.com, but here it is.
Yes, I agree. I mean, that's exactly how blatant it is, and all kinds of it are equally blatant. I mean, people sitting on the floor and on the side, writing on the side of buses, filling out ballot after ballot. It's in your face everywhere. The statistical evidence is insurmountable. The mathematical evidence is to mathematical impossibilities. There's no way there was anything but widespread election fraud here. We've got one witness that says in Arizona, at least, there were 35,000 votes added to every Democratic candidate just to start their voting off. It's like getting your $500 of Monopoly money to begin with when you haven't done anything.
She's a former federal prosecutor, very respected. Full videos on InfoWars.com. And I don't just need to believe her. I've seen more than 20 videos, so have you, in Pennsylvania and in Michigan and in Wisconsin, where we've seen it, where the guy's looking over his shoulder. It's like when your kid walks in the kitchen acting a little sneaky, and you walk out and go, I bet Junior's eating the cookies. And sure as hell, you walk around and there's your son with a whole box of cookies eating. And I said, no cookies till after dinner. Well, I mean, they're on video looking over their shoulder. And they just go, screw it. And they just start filling out the ballots. And there's all these videos. And then you find out it's all empty ballots that just got thrown into mailboxes. And then they just fill them out. And that's what they did. They stole for months. And that's the good news is Trump won in such a massive landslide that months of fraud and then all the fraud that took place on the night wasn't enough. They had to then keep stuffing because they wanted that victory day one. They didn't get it. So they had to shut it down in all those states, five states, and bring them all in. Let's go over some of these headlines. A new poll out. 97% of GOP voters don't believe Biden won the election. Well, that's why I'm going to D.C. on the 12th, and I'm going to be there for several days surrounding the White House. They're having another million-person march. It needs to be a lot bigger, pointing out the reality that Biden couldn't get 10 people out there. We're going to get several million. Go to D.C. December 12th. I'll be there on the 11th, the 12th, the 13th, and I'm calling to occupy D.C. They're literally putting a communist Chinese agent in the White House through fraud, ladies and gentlemen. Let's continue. Repeat. Georgia sees 800,000 absentee ballot requests for January election. Oh, they're telling people that don't live in the state, go file residency fraudulently. The Democratic Party is, wow, just open criminal activity. Minnesota Republicans sue to stop election certification. The Secretary of State illegally altered election laws, and a judge in Pennsylvania just blocked the certification, saying they have to move forward with a criminal investigation. It's all breaking right now. Not going to see it on the national news, though. They'll go, oh, there's no evidence. Oh, there's no challenge. Trump's not winning anything. Pennsylvania, Arizona, Michigan legislators to begin public hearings. That's the legislative leaders that met with Trump. They went and found a few low-level Republicans that hadn't been told yet. They go, that's not true. Then the leaders said, no, we met with Trump. See how they play games? Oh, that's not true either. There's no hearings. There's nothing. Nothing's happening here. Continuing. Group files lawsuit with Wisconsin Supreme Court alleging 100,000 fraudulent ballots. Biden promises amnesty for 11 million illegals in first 100 days. There's video of it, but I'm not going to torture you having to see it. Japanese foreign minister announces plan to transform Japan into a diverse, multi-ethnic society. They want to bring in more people that aren't Japanese than Japanese, he said, and let them vote for the liberal and communist parties. Yeah, that's globalism. Leftists clamor for Trump to be dragged out of the White House in handcuffs, but they want to defund the police. Twitter to warn users when they like a misleading post. Oh, now you'll be punished for what you like. See, you're not allowed to have an opinion in this giant New World Order gulag. No, 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 no. And two big exclusive interviews with the Overstock CEO. It was very credible. Are at InfoWars.com and Band.video. You should go watch them, and you should share them, because it's an info war. Or you can just listen to the globalists and not have Christmas and not have Thanksgiving and get ready for the highway checkpoints. Because the illegal aliens, they have a record number pouring across now. They think Biden won. And they're just saying, we're not going to test them for diseases. We're not going to check them for TB that killed 1,200,000 people last year. That's 10 times what COVID has. No, 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 no. No, no, but you on the highway, there'll be checkpoints to train you how to be a good slave. But the borders are wide open. Woo-hoo! Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, preparewithalex.com. You need storable food for the future. It lasts 25 years. Insurance you can eat. 10% off. A rare sale. Only goes till next Wednesday. Preparewithalex.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.